Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, so save it on Instagram. I've seen it now 24 times. At least 24 times. You guys sending me the story of the dude that spent like $100,000 to get leg extension surgery. So he could be like 7 inches taller.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he's rich and he's tall. Okay, hello. Yeah.
But he went from 6 foot to 6'7".
Yeah, that's jacked up.
He's already 6 feet?
Yes.
What did you need this for?
It's 33-year-old Brian Sanchez. He's a mortgage broker in Georgia. He flew to Turkey and spent $100,000 to get leg lengthening surgery to add 7 inches. He was 6 foot before the surgery. Now, I just want you to listen to this. He's going to explain how they did this. And it's hard to stomach.
Now, for those of you that are new listeners, I'm 5'4" and I talk about it all the time, right? So I'm not offended that you guys were sending me this at all. I think you thought it was funny, which it is. And it made me think, like, if I was younger, I had that kind of cash, maybe, man, but it certainly didn't start at 6 foot.
So it's been 2 surgeries. So the first surgery was back in December. They broke my tibia and fibula and hollowed out the inside of my tibia, taking out the bone marrow.
Wow.
They then put a rod inside the bone and fastened it with screws and attached the bone segments via pins to external fixators. So you have this piece of steel on the outside of your legs and have these constant open wounds that won't close until you remove all the hardware. He had to use an Allen wrench to turn the fixator bolt once a day for 2 months straight.
What?
He said not sleeping was the hardest part for him, though he did confess that he was not ready for how painful the procedure actually was. Then in March, he did the second surgery to elongate his femurs and felt great afterward. He goes, there was almost no pain throughout the entire process, only from lengthening from actually stretching my legs.
I mean, what's the point of it unless you want to, like, stand out from everybody else? Because at 6 foot, you're not getting made fun of because you're short.
No.
So I guess wanting to go to 6'7" means you really wanted to stand out, but that seems unnecessary to me.
He did say his body looked disproportionate. He described himself, if you've ever seen that movie Spy Kids, those thumb guys, he said he looked like a thumb.
Oh, because he's a bigger guy up top?
Yeah.
Just stop skipping leg day.
Didn't match.
There's got to be another way.
It has to be.
There's got to be another way. All right, Abby, you got some beef.
Yeah, I did something as a new ATL local that I guess you're not supposed to. And I knew this coming into Atlanta, but I just didn't realize I would get such a visceral reaction from people. So one of my really close friends from college, she recently got a job in Atlanta, and I was celebrating her on my Instagram story.
Oh, that's exciting to have a good friend move to the same city you're in.
I know. So I'm excited. It'll be like, we'll both be new. It'll be great. She's going to be a reporter at 11 Alive. So pumped for her. And so I kind of jokingly posted, can't wait for insert name here, to come to Hotlanta.
Oh, no, you did it. Hotlanta.
I know, people get so upset, and I think it's funny. I say it ironically. Like, to me, it's camp. Like, it's sort of like Sarah Jessica Parker or Carrie Bradshaw wearing an I Heart New York shirt. You know what I mean? Like, it's very, like, you know what I mean? Everybody knows it's cringy, but it's kind of funny to lean into it. And so the DMs that I got were so vocal. I had people asking me to vacate the city.
What you going?
Do you know the history of the Burt Show in Hotlanta?
I don't.
Okay, and that's probably why they came for you in your DMs.
Yeah, we had a long-standing history here trying to squash it year after year.
What if I start a campaign to bring back Hotlanta?
I don't think it entirely went away. There were some that were really against it. Like, well, it is hot here, and I'm going to call it Hotlanta.
Well, I think
nothing you can do or say.
We ended up coming with some kind of agreement that if it reached over 100 degrees, if we got to like 3 digits, then you were allowed to call it Hotlanta. But anything below that, right. If the temperature was below that, you couldn't.
It's kind of the way that you know somebody's not from here.
Yeah.
If they say Hotlanta, then they're not from Atlanta.
So,
but look, when you tell somebody you're from Atlanta, the first thing they'll do to like break the ice is go, "Oh, Hotlanta! Oh, Hotlanta!"
I feel like I never hear anybody ever say it.
Really?
Like, no, I never hear Hotlanta.
Then our work is done. And Abby's the only one that's messing it back up.
It's just me.
Just you.
I thought people were saying Hotlanta because the people were hot here. And so I thought it was like a compliment to the city, like, oh, Hotlanta, everybody here is like a 9 or a 10. Which maybe is just me trying to manifest more hot men in my life.
I think so. Yeah. What were some of the DMs?
They were asking me to vacate the city. Somebody asked me if I was hacked. I was like, no, I voluntarily said this. Somebody said that they had just unfollowed me after seeing it. And I was like, well, please come back. I need all the followers I can get. And so it was just kind of a lot of that, of people being so turned off that they just wanted me gone. Whether it was from their Instagram feeds.
Seems a little harsh.
Or their zip code.
Seems a little harsh. Yeah, Tom?
Have you guys ever looked up where it originated from?
No. Uh-uh.
I just found this out. And Kristen, you as a classic rock fan may like this. It goes back to 1971. It's an Allman Brothers Band song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So is that an actual name of a song? It's called Hotlanta?
Yeah, it's on their Live at the Fillmore East album.
Nobody knows that, though.
See, cool. I was just referencing music history.
Yeah.
Get cultured, guys.
Yeah.
You're honoring our classic rock past.
I love our Allman Brothers.
All right, Moso. Drastic. Almost died. Sounds a little bit of an overreach. At a barbecue this weekend?
I don't think it is.
Serious?
I don't think it is. More Katie than me. Katie really genuinely was almost taken out of here for simply trying to come with me to a barbecue, in which I feel really bad about, because this would have all been my fault. So a good friend of mine who was having some tough times in life, and so he's in a new place, and he's trying to just get like people to come over, keep him company while he gets his place together. And so there I am. I call Katie to have her come over, and we're there having a barbecue. And I don't know exactly what transpired in the time where my back was turned, but I do know that at one point I turned around, I looked out the window, and I literally saw Katie dive from a huge flame of fire like you would in one of those Hollywood movies. I mean, it looked just like that. And then I ran out there to help and realized there's not much I could do with a fire. So I don't know how much help I was, but I don't know what this dude did to almost kill Katie, but it almost went down.
All right, so we're outside of his house and like in his backyard, and he has a nice little fire pit.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a couple of us just sitting around the fire pit, and the fire is fine. It's not like too high, too low, or anything like that. It's perfect. It doesn't need to be touched at all. And he comes over with some more wood. And so we're like, well, we need to move out the way. He's like, no. This is just a little bit. It'll be perfectly fine. Don't move. Stay where you are. We're like, okay. He throws in like 3 logs. And as soon as he does, the flame is like huge. And like, I see it happening. And it's like slow-mo of no. Trying to hurry up and get away from the fire. Because if we didn't move, we would have burned. Like how close it was, he would have burned us. And so now I'm looking at Mo like, what's up with your friend?
He don't know a damn thing about fire pits, wood, outdoors, none of that either.
Did he soak him in accelerator? Like, why would a fire do that if he just threw a couple pieces of wood on there?
I don't know. That's what I was confused by. Because at first, I didn't think you would need to move. And you see, if I could have just filmed this, it was huge flames. Like, it just engulfed everything. And if we didn't move, we were inches from like being burned.
He was soaking it in lighter fuel for like the last 48 hours.
I think he was. And then when it happened, he's still sitting there still pouring things on it. I'm like, people have almost died. Dude, let it go.
Everybody thinks they can barbecue.
Yeah.
How hard can it be, right?
Yeah, obviously harder than we think.
It's the Vert Show.
The Vert Show.